little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall.
And a very good morning to you all on this Guy Fawkes Day. Welcome to the Wednesday, November the 5th. Remember the 5th of November, 2008, broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are on the web at republicbroadcasting.org and so many other places. My name is William Roberts, and I have no good news for you today. I've only got hard facts and workable solutions. And if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then perhaps you were up as late as I was last night. Yes, we have had another selection process, the coronation of Barack Hussein Obama. But as we have discussed here previously, you know, it is going to be the Electoral College, was the Electoral College, will be the Electoral College. They haven't taken their actions yet, but it will be up to them and not up to the voters. In the state of Missouri, John McCain and Barack Hussein Obama were neck and neck most of the night. 1,442 for John McCain, 1,436,000 for Obama, and so a 49.4 to a 49.2% balance going on in the state of Missouri. I'm not talking about it nationally. Perhaps you've already gone to your Secretary of State's office and downloaded all of the election results from last night, and I would suggest that you do so. Because if you do, right now you're going to find out just how many voting precincts you have in your state, and that's a number that we need to know, and I would certainly like to hear from you. If you know how many voting precincts there are in your state, it's kind of an unusual reporting here, as the Secretary of State's office from Missouri reports that in the presidential race, the precincts that were reporting were 3,533. And the precincts reporting for the governor's race, the gubernatorial race, were 3,509. And in both cases, it said 3533 of 3533, and then 3509 of 3509. Well, how many voting precincts are there? Can there be more? Can you have 100% of the precincts reporting in Missouri and have 3533 in one case and then 3509 in the other case? I wasn't aware that there was 20 or 30 precincts that are not considered part of the Missouri that would vote for the president that don't vote for the governor. I don't know. In all of the rest of the reports, governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, etc., it's all 3509, 3509. Be that as it may, for those of you who have gone to vocallocal.org, go there today. If you haven't, you might want to consider doing that. And while you're there, click on Plan B and read Plan B. Plan B pretty well lays it out. It lays out the story of what we saw in this past almost 2 years of election process. Keep in mind that we're 49.4% for McCain, 49.2% of the voters for Obama. What does that leave for the third party candidates, for the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and so on and so forth? All told, they were running about 1.3% of the total ballot in Missouri. And that's why we focus on the two-party established political system. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Become Vocal Local.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johnglia.com.
Oh boy, what can I say? This is why we don't emphasize the third parties or the fractional parties on this broadcast, not to take away from their zeal, but I prefer to go down the path of political realism as opposed to political absurdium. Certainly, the ballot box is closed with the established, statutorily set up two-party political system. It's closed to any real serious contenders. And it's certainly closed when it's in lockstep with the controlled media. So it might make you feel good, and it might give you an opportunity to get certain other views out on the table. We had Kevin Craig join us on air, the Constitution Party candidate for, no, the Libertarian Party candidate for United States Congress, the same seat running against Roy Blunt. The minority whip. Boy, is he going to be a minority whip now. You're going to have to grow a new handle, Roy, or a few more inches of stature, because I don't want to go over into that area. I'll just simply say that at least our young candidate, Kevin Craig, was honest in his approach and understanding, and certainly Travis Maddox has a wonderful spirit as well and worked diligently trying to turn over that seat. But the Democratic candidate did far, far, far better than either of the Constitution or the Libertarian candidates for that House seat, the U.S. House. Again, it's all knee-jerk. It's knee-jerk. The Republican and the Democratic Party can advance their candidates and their issues almost sympathetically. People just go out and vote that way. And boy, did they vote yesterday. I went up to the polls after the broadcast, and there was no place to park. They had the we voted a fire station here, and they had the great new FEMA fire truck out right in the place that I like to park my truck to do poll watching. So I guess they were telling me to stay away today, Will. We don't want you here. So they parked their big fire truck in the primo spot just to block it so that I couldn't come up there with my signs and wave at people and talk to them on their way in and way out. Nevertheless, the place was packed. It was a zoo. It was a madhouse for a very rural area, small town, small precinct. So I can't imagine what other kind of turmoil was happening around the nation. I'll hear more about it today, and I'm sure you will too. The bottom line in all this then is we need to focus our attention. You know, it's like a boxer. Now here they've been pummeling the Republican Party with Bush and his crowd for 8 years, pummeling it into almost obscurity. And so now, being wise as servants and harmless as doves, we need to look at that weak man and pursue with all haste to gain majority positions there. We're going to see, I think, 8 years of Democratic control, and then it could go even longer. It could go to 12. We're basically going back into the encyclopedia, and we're going to start out again the 20th century in the 21st. I mean, these people have this, it's like they're like a small-town football coach. Right up the middle for 3 yards every time. It's the game they know. It's the game they train for. It's the game they play. They know that if they repeat this thing every century, that enough people have died and gone over to the other side or whatever, that no one can remember what happened in the last century. Well, things are changing with the advent of the internet. Many people who have been indoctrinated in the public school system have found new sources of information. And we're moving into a higher understanding of our political system and the political background and the philosophy behind our various politics and political systems. Anyway, that's what we talk about here. I'm now completely disgusted and totally tired of talking about that election, having been doing this for almost 2 years straight. Let's go back to Hinsdale and touch on a little bit of his information. He goes here under the heading in the science of politics, under the heading of government's coercive. This is what our esteemed author in 1895 had to say. Governments then are coercive by their very nature. Its duty is to compel obedience to its mandates. A government that is not obeyed is no government at all. This coercive power comes from society. Whenever it is necessary, government has the right and is in duty bound to summon to its aid all the powers that society possesses to secure its ends. This it does in the name of society and for its defense. You need to understand the word society. Perhaps we could consider it the aristocracy of the money bag. Society. Are you part of society? Or are you part of humanus? The dithering masses. Let's go in a little further here. Hinsdale continues and says, politics defined. Politics, or political science, relates to the principles of government. It is the same thing as the science of government. It is also the same thing as political philosophy, unless indeed we conceive of political philosophy as dealing with the more speculative and theoretical aspects of politics. In its broadest scope, this science is a view of society under its governmental aspects. Sir Frederick Pollock says, in its field comes into view when, passing by such related sciences as political economy and ethics, we come to consider man not only as a member of society, but as a member of some particular society, organized in a particular way, and exercising supreme authority over its members. In other words, when we consider man as a citizen, and the citizen in his relations to the state. He mentions as the natural heads of this science the foundation and general constitution of the state, the form and the administration of government, the principles and methods of legislation, and the state as a single and complete unit of a high order, capable of definite relations to other like units. The present treatise will not deal with the science of politics as thus outlined. It is not a general contribution to the political philosophy. It deals with a specific and concrete theme rather than with a general and abstract one. Nevertheless, it will conduce to clearness and strength of treatment to devote the preliminary pages to divine the leading terms of the science. And so he's going to go ahead and continue, and we'll come back and refer to Mr. Hinsdale from time to time. But we very rarely hear these kinds of words spoken these days. Certainly not in our schools. And there's a good reason for it. The less people know of government, the easier they are then to control. We teach people how to read and do how to do basic ciphering so that they can understand the propaganda or the propagandas that are brought down from above to below. Out of one, many, and out of many, one. Anyway, let's see. I think we'll pass on Mr. Aristotle. We've talked a little bit already too long. Let's go into this and go back to our talk on nationalism. This particular couple of paragraphs that we'll talk about first this morning have to do with the border issue. And again, this was written in 1930 and 1932 by Max Hildebert Bohm. And this particular section has to do with the situation we're now experiencing on our northern and our southern borders. And again, we're talking about nationalism. The theoretical underpinnings. Nationalism, Bohm begins here, or the border region, the national frontier or the border region, is the symbol of the territorial contiguity of nations and thus a particularly vital factor in modern nationalism. Now, if you want to foster nationalism, bring us trouble at our borders, are you with me? Challenge the house and watch the man rise up. If we're being moved into this concept of nationalism, national socialism perhaps, if we're being moved further and further into this fascistic dialectic, it is useful to foster and to promote nationalism. Bohm continues, he says, a linear border is said to exist where the territories of the individual nations touch each other, a linear border. Often the mutual pressure is so great that this border acquires a dynamic character. How many groups do we have along the border? How much money is being raised for that effort? But of course, those of you that listen to this broadcast on a regular basis can remember the talk that I gave several days worth going into the United Nations International Migration and Development Program. And when we can see that our trouble at the borders is a global problem, then seeking a local solution is itself a fallacy. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Become Vocal Local.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Back into this now. A border zone is a region where the settlements and spheres of influence of the peoples are so intermingled that the boundaries separating the nationalities are identical with the barriers of religion and social groupings. Of course, this was being written from the standpoint of the European communities, all of the various states that were rising up in the 1930s, as we moved out of the First Worldwide War and became fully on target and on track, on the approach, on the glide path, if you will, into the Worldwide War number 2. Always the same antagonisms, these national prejudices and national hatreds. They're like a bonfire, a bone fire on November the 5th. They're like a bonfire. A little bit of wind blazes them up. It's like a little spark, you know. A strong wind will blow it out. But once it catches hold, a strong wind just fans it into a frenzy. And that's what nationalism along the borders are all about. And governments are well aware of that. The coercive society, they understand that, and they use it, and they use it effectively, and unfortunately, we that don't understand it fall prey to that, just like the passions that sweep you away on these 3rd and 4th and 8th and 16th and 32nd parties. A lot of passion, very little realism. But in such a common territory, the only actual boundaries are those set by the social relationship of the nationalities. Border populations are usually imbued with a particularly militant nationalism. For here the contrast to an alien people and an alien culture is more generally apparent. At the same time, however, it is practically possible in such regions for individuals, families, and groups to change their nationality. Through widespread bilingualism as well as through intermarriage and other manifestations of binational life, an individual may easily drift into that hazy transition stage of nationality, which is but a step from becoming a renegade. These may, on the other hand, lead also to an overemphasis of national antagonism. If we know the words of Thomas Paine, then these words that Mr. Bohm are speaking become absolutely clear, don't they? This pathos of the border regions is the connecting link between the border regions and the capital city of a country. It's this pathos, this vital link between Washington, D.C., that district of whatever it is, and the borders. It's an interlinkage, and it's essential. For the capital, as the focal point of all the vital energies of a people, is also the rallying point of its expansive forces. A threat to the safety of the border is thus looked upon as a menace to the whole nation. The chief nerve centers of nationalism are therefore the border regions and the central region. The intervening districts are less affected by nationalism. Nation and territory are brought into contact not only by the static phenomena of settlement, human settlement development, Agenda 21, Chapter 7, the static phenomena of settlement, but also through the dynamic factor of population movements. The dynamic factor of population movements. Once again, the international migration and development agenda. Migration. The territory of a nation may be altered radically through movements of populations, as in the case of the great migrations, there's our word, or it may increase or shrink through the emigration or colonization. The result of such proceedings is the conversion of nationally homogeneous territories into mixed regions, in which the relations between the rival nationalities as well as their numbers will be subject to change, in accordance with their power, culture, and economic influence. Just such regions, however, which often become the battlegrounds of century-long national struggles. We're going to be at war for 100 years, they say. Oh my. Century-long national struggles assume particular importance for the nationalism of the peoples concerned, for they come to serve as barometers of their national prestige. I think the Washington Post must read this stuff. Every day of our lives, we're living these words. This whole past decade or two has come right out of these few chapters in this Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. But let's continue. That's why I wanted to bring them to your attention, so that we understand that when we're inside the matrix, looking out, trying to find out what's going on, it helps to very carefully research our past, carefully read history, because we need to focus on the future, because we are in the present and we're heading there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Yo, You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances. Foods with no vitamins. Fast food for obesity. Fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the Life Change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about $1 a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
Returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, and your calls are certainly welcome at 1-800-313-9443. You got something on your mind? You need to put it on air today? Your calls are welcome. You want to talk about the election? Your thoughts and ideas about nationalism? Jump on board. 1-800-313-9443. National cohesion of widely scattered regions and populations and protection against national particularism and disruption, as in the case of the Spanish colonial empire in South America, depend on numerous factors, including profound and many-sided relationships firmly rooted in tradition. You know, it's almost humbling when you realize that the people that are running this planet have taken the time to think this stuff out and write about it. And yet, those of us who live in the reaction world, constantly reacting to the things that are being planned and laid out for us, don't ever seem to bother to take the time to figure out what this game is. You know, if you're going to play chess, it behooves you to read the manual. I've been trying to work on sound issues, creating bumper music and other things, and I'm having to learn how to do digital sound processing and recording on my computer. And there's manuals involved in it. The software that I have has a 300-page operations manual, and if you don't know the things that are in the manual, folks, it's really tough to get the computer to bark when you click your fingers or hold up a cookie. It's the same process when we think back and look at the history, go back to King Albert and come forward. You know, he's not in the can, no. But come forward from there and realize how many years the lords and the ladies and the houses of commons and the mercantilists and the kings and the queens, how long they've been dealing with and raising up their herd. It's not just so much the sheep, but mostly cattle, chattel on the land. It's like furniture in an apartment building runs with the land, you know. Comes under a separate mortgage. Together with the development of such imminent tendencies as economic intercourse, boy, aren't we subject to economic intercourse? Nationalism also develops a sort of territorial symbolism conducive to what may be called a secularized form of pilgrimage. This nationalist symbolism has a distinctly historical character and serves to intensify the group solidarity by the revival of national traditions. The objects of such pilgrimages are sites of important incidents in national history, battlefields, places of birth or death, or national heroes and ruins. The transference of this symbolic significance to geographical districts, which are also scenically attractive, as for example the Rhine for Romantic Germany during the 19th century, is merely a secondary and relatively insignificant accompanying phenomena. It is not the most beautiful section of the Alps, which has come to possess the greatest symbolic significance for German nationalism, but rather the South Tyrol, which is historically and ethnographically most significant for the German national consciousness. Any restricted region, and particularly one's own native birthplace, may thus come to represent the wider national symbol. The more circumscribed homeland towards which the yearning of the uprooted is directed becomes, in the basic nationalist experience, the particular territorial symbol of the fatherland, or the national territory as a whole. And this gives rise to a close connection between nationalism and regionalism in contrast to the centralistic tendencies of a purely political nationalism. So many words, big ideas. These writings gave rise to the National Socialism of Germany. Perhaps the most important factor in modern nationalism is language. On Missouri's ballot, we preserved English as the language for government. But here we go. The most important factor in modern nationalism is language. English only. The concept of a mother tongue has made language the source from which springs all intellectual and spiritual existence. Isn't that the truth? From our customs and our traditions, the particular territorial symbolism of the fatherland, or national territory, homeland, security, safety. Agenda 21, chapter 7.59, if you haven't read it, the promotion of a culture of safety. The safety cult. The development of philosophy since the middle of the 18th century cannot be understood without this basic supposition, according to which language is represented as the key to the most essential characteristics of a people and its culture. Language. A people not only transmits the store of all of its memories through the vocabulary of its language, but in syntax, word sound, and rhythm, it finds the most faithful expression of its temperament and general emotional life. Certainly that's what I'm trying to effect today. Its language, its syntax, in the sound and the rhythm, this is America. The rare cases wherein a people has retained its individuality despite the loss of its language do not disprove the conviction of a people or national group. that they are defending in language the very cornerstone of their national existence. The encouragement of a dialect is somewhat analogous to the regionalist cult of the local homeland. Its exaggeration leads to a dissolution of the nation into smaller component parts, which may remain independent for a longer or shorter period, and thus jeopardize the greater national idea. And here we can pause and insert the word localism. Localism. Some say Missouri, some say Missouri. Just depends on where you live. Some say tomato, some say tomato, some say potato, and some say potato. But the development of a linguistic particularism. Key words, key phrases, remember our hot points, the hot links. Particularism. Self-determination. The rugged individualism. The development of a linguistic particularism such as the Afrikaans, as opposed to the Dutch, the American to the English, the Pennsylvania Dutch or Luxembourgian to High German, is a symptom which reveals even outside the realm of language divisions and separations from earlier and more comprehensive social groups. We're talking about nationalism here. Language is particularly important for nationalism in that it is the object of social and political conflict. Some say democracy. Some say republic. Who is correct? Where such considerations do predominate, the basic nationalist suppositions are absent and very few serious clashes result. Essentially, these conflicts spring from national pride, honor, and prestige, as well as from tendencies towards national survival and expansion. Threaten the homeland and watch the nationalists rise up. The conflict is usually concerned with the public use and official toleration of the language in the church. In legal affairs and administration, this was on the ballot yesterday in Missouri, folks, and succeeded. In intercourse and in economic relations. Further, it is concerned with the possibility of propagating the language through schools, organizations, clubs, and other institutions, and of defending it against attempts to suppress and supplant it. Here, too, in addition to the kind of nationalism which defends its language as the central symbol of national life, there is also an aggressive nationalism which seeks to suppress other languages and to disseminate and exalt its own. Some say that there was a time in the development of our country that other languages were considered as the national language. The Rabbi Yaakov Spivak said on air one night that Hebrew was at once time considered as a national language for this country. Whether there be any truth in that or not, I don't know. Names represent a phase of language especially emphasized by nationalism. There are two regions of mixed nationalities in which there are two rival sets of names for cities, rivers, mountains, and the like. Have you looked at the atlas, the world atlas, lately? Many of the cities that we use the common names in American English, the Dictionary of the American Language, are not the same as are used in their native towns, native lands. So we have different names for different places. That's a bit of nationalism and the pride of language coming to play there. The national affiliation of individuals or families is often indicated by their choice of first names or by their modification of surnames, either voluntarily or by compulsion. Either voluntarily or by compulsion. At many different times and in many different places, history is clouded, occulted, if you will, by the compulsory change of people's names from one Indo-European route, perhaps, to another. And so history becomes more difficult to study once you start tracking out the names. Certainly, Jack Otto spent a considerable amount of energy in that direction and published a book which I was pleased to receive and read, that really tracks out a lot of the names, the real names behind the names that were given. A lot of the names of these Francas and Shabtaians that are hidden behind other names. It's the idea of fictitious or aliases. Nationalism thus develops a definite moral code whereby individuals, officials, and the state are constrained to give theoretical or practical recognition to the national relevance of names. Closely related to the language is the script. Among civilized nations, there are many more languages and peoples than there are scripts. But the contest between the Latin and the Gothic script in Germany, and between the Latin and the Cyrillic script in some of the Eastern and Southern Slav countries, has taken on a nationalist character. The Irish have given expression to their national emancipation from the Anglo-Saxons by the revival of their ancient script. On the other hand, nationalism in modern Turkey has led to the abolition of the Arabic script among some of the smaller East European nations. The Czechs, the Latvians, the Estonians, the transition from Gothic to the Latin script was a definitely nationalist act, a protest against the German influence which had hitherto prevailed. So we can understand quite a bit that there's more to some of these problems that we face than the national or the local problems. As I like to say, a lot of time and a lot of energy, and certainly over the last 8 and 12 years in independent media, a lot of time and energy have been invested in coming up with individual solutions to global problems. Numerous, I could name many, but I won't go into that. I don't want to offend those that have worked so diligently trying to figure out some of these riddles. But if we don't stop worrying about the symptoms, you know, as I say, raising symptoms to the level of a science, symptomology, and victims to the level of a science, victimology, our studies of symptoms and victims, we need to start looking at these global problems and resolving them, analyzing them, thinking of them as super social diseases. If we can eradicate the diseases, all of these symptoms and all of the victims end. You can keep rubbing salve on your arm from now until doomsday, but if you don't address the reason, what's causing these, you know, these hives or whatever you've got, if you don't address maybe an allergy or something, analyze and correctly analyze, diagnose the disease, and then proceed in all diligence and faith to cure that disease and let these symptoms go away. Nationalism is one of these tools. It's one of the tools that are used for control by the coercive society. We have a very weak Republican Party now. Now's the time to pummel them. Pound and pound and pound away on the right arm until the boxer's arm is weak and it's hanging down by his side, and he has to not only defend himself but attack with his left. Once you've got that, you start going to work on the right side. Weaken that arm, weaken it down, bring him down, keep hitting. Always make them defend him and parry with their left, their weak arm. And then when you've got the right really well taken care of, pop it. Pop him good. And down he goes. So we got one half of this duopoly weakened now. And so we can't stop. Now is the time to move forward and move forward quickly. Developing our local voting precinct groups. Running for county committee men and county committee women on the Republican committees in our 3,066 counties. And here in Missouri in the 3,509 or less precincts. It's time to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves and become politically real in our thinking. This nightmare is not going to end until we cure the disease. The disease is this corrupt, controlled, bought and paid for, two-party political system that divides our house. And we need to heal that division, close that wound, and come back under the Constitution, restoring our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, one precinct, one county, and one state at a time, irregardless of whether or not the national government speaks of democracy. This remains a republic. And so we have a work to do. The dominant position of language in national conflicts arises from its utter incompatibility. And it's not just the words we speak, folks. It's the ideas that are represented by the words that are incompatible. And the Hussein argument is ours. We'll be back. Stay with us.
States of America survive a total breakdown, disarmed, prostrate before an unfriendly third world, and overwhelmed by politically correct domestic tyranny? Does the spirit of 1776 still live in American hearts? Was 9/11 a wake-up call, a Pearl Harbor for America, or was it Western civilization's Appomattox to Islamo-fascism? These questions and more are answered in Pandemonium in 2012, the new book by Lee Cross.
This is Lee Cross. Americans, Paul Revere's words still ring true. The redcoats are coming. But today they swap their red coats for ACLU law books and Islamic terrorist bombs. Read how to stop them. Buy my new book.
Fiction or prophecy, you decide. After you buy and read the new book by Lee Cross, Pandemonium in 2012. Published by Virginia City Publishing. Available to order through most bookstores or Amazon.com.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johnglia.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
And we're back for this, our final segment of the day. And I know a lot of you have probably come to the end of your political rope and don't want to be encouraged to do anything political for a while, and I understand you might need a vacation, but please consider carefully that all of these troubles are a never-ending repetition. As I said when the financial bailout program was being advanced, that no matter how deep, no matter how wide, no matter how long lived, a major economic upheaval is going to be one thing we can count on, the continuance of government. And so we're either going to continue to be ruled and be sheep, or we're going to become those sovereign men on the sovereign soil and take our system back. I know. The Constitution is in tatters. It's shattered. I think the Rolling Stones had a song like that somewhere. But anyway, yes. Yeah, it's beat up. It's knocked down. But have you no pity? Have you no consideration for the ill or the weak? Perhaps we need to look at Old Lady Liberty one more time and consider the investiture of our time and our effort in keeping one of the most valuable possessions that any people have ever been graced with, as opposed to just pitching it out. So there are very few practical possibilities of using several languages simultaneously or of mixing their elements. And people are thus more constrained to make a decision in the case of language than in all matters of custom, gesture, or thought. Above all, language is the material basis of all higher forms of cultural and spiritual life, and of the science and the literature of a people. It undoubtedly represents the strongest and the most significant bond which unites the various cultural expressions of a people. So of one mind, let us look towards the Constitution and the restoration of our constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, and make it not only our responsibility but our duty over the next 2 years to advance and strengthen our positions and to move quietly and swiftly into every position that comes available within this system until such time as that we have so saturated it with people of constitutional principle and moral and ethical behavior that we can once again reach out in 2008 and in 2010 and strive once again to take our nation back. I can't think of any higher calling. What a time to be alive. What a time indeed. Think on it. And let's see if we can't alter the course of history. Now that we understand the Illumined One's plans, let's do what we can right where we are to get together with people now. The house is divided. It's time to heal it. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local, taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. My name is William Roberts. I thank you for listening. And until the next time, good day.